Chapter 2, Guardian. We have come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. The same force beckoned each of us. Amazingly, with the varying distances that each one of us had to travel to reach the treehouse, and without any pre-planning, we all arrived within a span of less than one single hour. We are all here now. We're all here at the gathering in the treehouse. It takes some time for everyone to settle down and allow their emotions to catch up with the reality of where they are. All who attend a gathering are about the same age, even though we arrive at our true physical age down below. Before we ascend the treehouse, the transformation changes each and every one of us. It only takes a few moments before the calm and peacefulness of the treehouse to fill each of us with a joy that cannot really be explained. One of the reasons that we have a gathering is to hear the stories that are told. It is now time for our first story. Long, long ago, there was a great rebellion. Indeed, it is known as the Great War. In the midst of an internal struggle for power, one-third of King Avi's servants rebelled against him. They openly fought against the king. Those who opposed the king were easily defeated. As part of their punishment, they were thrown out of the king's land. For a season, only a season, those who rebelled were forced to dwell in the land of Adama. This land was made for humans like you and me. The rebellious servants were cast from the king's land. Did not like being forced to live in a land that was made for humans. Not being allowed the freedom that they had once known, before they joined with their evil and rebellious leader, Lord Reason, life now was very difficult and different. To live here among the lowly and pathetic humans was enslavement of the worst kind. As bad as their punishment may seem to them, it is but a shadow of the internal punishment that awaits them. Guardian was one of the two-thirds that remained loyal to King Avi during the Great War. Guardian is a servant warrior, faithful and true. Elsie is a human. She is a very young mother who is caught up in the midst of a horrific battle for life, and for the life of her unborn son. Although this child was not her only one, he was special because she dedicated him to the king. Months before he was even born, Elsie promised this child to the king. This oath meant that her unborn child was to become a lifelong servant to the true king. This oath was an earnest commitment on her part. However, being so young, she did not think seriously about the consequences of such a promise. Either way, the covenant was sealed and the child was to enter the king's service at a time that was chosen by King Avi. You see, Kaelin, during the time that Elsie lived, there was much evil that lurked about in the world. This evil force opposed King day and night, relentlessly. This evil force also had a powerful leader. He was, and is, the epitome of everything bad and wicked. The name of this leader is Lord Reason. Lord Reason had one true love in his life. It was a love that he had and would cost him everything. His one and only love was a love for himself. Once he stopped loving the only one who was worthy of being loved, which was a true king, Lord Reason lost the ability to express real, genuine love. Although he may try, the capacity to love any other was no longer found in him. Lord Reason was a master of luring humans to his side with an empty promise. He would actually promise to love and care for them. This is the sickest of deception and the darkest of lies. Did you know that he, even at times, disguised himself as the true king in order to deceive and then destroy those who unintentionally got too close to him? Lord Reason is not one to take lightly. No, no. In his masterful art of deception, he has convinced most that dwell in the land of Adamah that he is no more real than the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny. Kaylin, this is most grievous reality. For so many to know that Lord Reason is real, it saddens me to even speak about it. I know what you may be thinking. Reason is a most unusual and odd name. Yes, at first I thought so as well. However, the commander of evil lives up to his name. He uses everything imaginable to defeat his enemies. Sometimes his foes are brought down simply by their own self-serving reasoning. Think about that. Their selfish hearts, along with the simplest logic, yet selfish thoughts, are their destroyer. Those whom Lord Reason logically deceives deduce that the commander of evil does not exist. Once they believe this lie, they are confident in themselves. They are convinced that they are the final authority in their lives. In the end, they are slaves, one and all, to Lord Reason. Over the ages, many a poor trusting soul has been caught up in his web of lies and deceit. Once someone has been caught up in his trap, there is only one way to escape. You see, those enslaved by Lord Reason under no circumstance are able to free themselves. Sadly, once enslaved by Lord Reason, the enslavement is for life and forever. If one were to escape, which rarely occurs, it always requires receiving help from someone beyond Lord Reason's authority. Most, which fall prey to Lord Reason's trickery and enslavement, never escape or experience freedom again. When the enemies of Lord Reason, those loyal to the king, stand in his way, he uses whatever it takes to utterly destroy them. He seeks to destroy all those who oppose him. Elsie, an adopted daughter of King Avi, was one of those who openly and defiantly opposed Lord Reason. Apart from her own wit and a powerful desire to survive, Elsie's protector and primary defender, Guardian, was the only one who stood between escape and safety or defeat. For her, defeat included the death of her unborn son. Kaylin, I should add here that Guarding is one of the many faithful servants to the king. Although Guarding is her assigned protector, he has access to King Avi and his vast army. The current situation. Elsie was jolted awake from her troubled sleep. She squinted as she strained to see through the darkness of the cave, her temporary place of hiding. As she peered into the darkness, every muscle tensed. She was ready to run or fight any foe, if one appeared. Guardian, sensing her fear, assured her that she was still safe, at least for the moment. Through the darkness, she heard the soft, strong voice of her protector. It is me, Guardian. By the way, Kaylin, it is rare, nearly impossible, for protectors to speak to humans they are assigned to protect. Usually, though, the one being defended only senses their presence. Occasionally, they can see them. Elsie took a deep breath, unaware that she had been holding it since she had been awakened. Her head dropped. Relief rushed over her entire body. Elsie's body and mind had been greatly strained from the events of the past few days. Her hand slipped across her enlarged tummy. Gently, she caressed her child, who was still in her womb, still safe. Reaching deep within herself for strength, she spoke soft, assuring words to her unborn son. All is okay, she said. She rested in the thought that they were safe, for now. In spite of her own fears, she hummed a relaxing lullaby to calm the baby. Eventually, her mind drifted away as she recalled the events of the past few days. She remembered running as fast as her legs would carry her. The henchmen of Lord Reason had discovered the house in which she had taken refuge. They had gathered in the shadows at the front of the house. She bolted out the back door as they broke down the front. The henchmen destroy the house in their futile search for the mother and her unborn child. As she frantically ran from the henchmen, she found herself in an unfamiliar part of town, seeking safety around every building and down any street that she approached, running and turning this way and then that. Soon she was lost. As she ran, occasionally she would hear Guardian whisper in her ear the direction she was to run. Continually she heard the clash of Guardian's sword as he fought her unseen assailants. The henchmen were once beautiful beings when they were faithful to the servants to the king. Long ago, when they joined forces with Lord Reason in opposition to the king, they became physically ugly. They became evil in their appearance. With Guardian as her protector, Elsie was in good hands. Guardian was a seasoned warrior. His sword had defeated many of the king's enemies. Protectors, although they are not absolute in their individual power, cannot be destroyed in battle. Lord Reason could only delay a protector's progress. There is no way that he could defeat one of them. The king's authority was that absolute. Sadly, this is not the case with humans. Without a protector in the light of Prince Shai, Lord Reason has free rein in a human's life. As the sun was settling behind her, Elsie found it increasingly difficult to see as she ran. Her body ached and she fought back the exhaustion that was consuming her body. Still, she ran on. Her thoughts were confused as the stress and fatigue took their toll. She continued to press forward. Without warning, she was broadsided by one of Lord Reason's henchmen. The henchman was resting beside the road when he heard Elsie approaching. No, this was not a cleverly laid ambush by the henchman, but an unfortunate event. Had Elsie been rested and alert, she would have sensed the henchman's presence and chosen a different route. As it was, the henchman was now waiting along the route that she was running. He was waiting for the kill. The blow knocked her legs out from under her. She hit the ground hard, dazed by the impact. She lost consciousness. Her hidden assailant would have ended her life there and then had Guardian not been nearby. With one swift blow of his battle-worn sword, the assailant was no longer a threat to Elsie. Guardian carefully knelt over Elsie's broken body as he surveyed her injuries. Her baby appeared safe, but the attack had broken both of her legs. In her condition, he was her only hope. It would be some time before she would regain use of her legs, if she ever did. The damage was severe. Cautiously, he carefully looked around to be sure they were alone, and they were. Guardian returned his sword to its sheath. He gently lifted Elsie into his powerful arms. He had to find a place for her to regain her strength. Guardian carried Elsie throughout the night. He continued on into the hot sun of the following day. Hour upon hour, mile upon mile, he carried her. The weight of Elsie's body did not slow down his stride. His massive legs moved with the swiftness of a lion chasing her prey. The location of the attack was now many miles behind them. Guardian took care not to leave any trace as to the whereabouts of Elsie. He found a place to hide her. It was a large cave similar to the one that Lightbearer David used when he hid from the wrath of King Saul. With Elsie in his arms, he traveled deep into the cave. She would be safe here. Over the following weeks, Elsie remained in her safe, secluded hiding place. From time to time, individuals would bring what was needed to help Elsie regain her strength and receive healing from her injuries. One day, a lady named Megan was going about her day when King Avi's messenger secretly prompted her to carry out an errand for the king. Without any regard for her own schedule or safety, Megan quickly obtained the supplies that the messenger had mentioned to her, and then followed the detailed instructions to the exact location where Elsie was hiding. On another occasion, The king sent a messenger to a lady named Grace. Grace was one gifted with speaking soothing and encouraging words, was also sent to comfort Elsie. Each day, another person was called by the king's messenger and sent to Elsie's aid. Sadly, many were prompted, but very, very few listened, much less obeyed. Fortunately, enough of the faithful heard and obeyed. With time and blessings from the faithful, Elsie grew stronger. The time of healing was over, although her legs would never be as strong as they once been. She was ready to continue her journey through the land of Adamah, to begin each day, to find the strength for that day she would spend time with the king. The king was not limited in his power like Lord Reason. The king can be anywhere and everywhere that he was needed at any one time, especially in the presence of those who desire to be with him. Each morning she would tell the king her concerns and fears, and then she would sit and listen to the king's soothing, encouraging, and powerful words to her. Time passed. Although she could not readily see Guardian, she knew that he was with her. The time for her child to be born was near. Packing only what was needed and leaving the safety of the cave, they started out. Because of Lord Reason, traveling through the land of Adamah is difficult for everyone, especially for those who are pledged an allegiance to the king. The world of Lord Reason is one filled with darkness. The king of darkness is an experienced, The world of Lord Reason is filled with darkness, the kind of darkness that is experienced when splunking. I'll get it right. Kaylin, splunking is cave exploration. I recall once when I went into a cave. While I'm there, just to see how dark it was, I turned off my flashlight. Wow, it was dark. Kaylin, I could not see my hand 2 inches in front of my face. This is the type of darkness that fills Lord Reason's world. Elsie was the only light that shines through this type of darkness. It is a very special light that she carried. It was a light that that the king and Prince Shai gave her when they met her many years ago. She did not think much about the light or its use when Prince Shai first gave it to her. Over time, she grew in her knowledge and use of the special light. You see, just before Elsie met King Avi, when she was very young, she did not notice the darkness of the world in which she lived. It was the only world that she had known. For example, if you were born deep inside a cave and never saw the light of the sun, you would not know or even miss the sunlight. You had never experienced it. Such was the case for Elsie before she met the king. Beforehand, Elsie did not even know that Lord Reason owned the land in which she lived. Well, her being used to the darkness came to an abrupt end one day when Elsie was a teenager. She was going about her day when a young man approached her. Now, he was not a normal guy like the man she would later marry. No, this young man was really very, very old. However, he was young, too. He was looking for her. His father, the king, had sent him to find her. When he located her, his message was simple: "May I be your friend?" Elsie's mind, emotions, and yes, her spirit were completely consumed by the stranger sent from the king. And who doesn't want another friend? Over the course of several days, Prince Shai interacted with her as he cultivated their relationship. Well, the rest is history. Elsie became very good friends with Prince Shai and his whole family. Back to the current situation. As Elsie left the safety of the cave, she held firmly to the light that the king's son had given her so long ago. Now, more than ever, the light contrasted powerfully with the darkness that sought to extinguish its flame. The days rolled into weeks. It was time. Her son was to be born at her small, nondescript dwelling in the land of Adamah. No servants were obeying the call of the king to attend Elsie during the time of her son's birth. However, Guardian was at her side, protecting, encouraging. Her son was born strong and healthy. As she had promised, The king, months before, when her son was born, she willingly gave him to the king for his service. The king, in his wisdom, gave Elsie charge over raising the child until he was ready to enter the king's service. Her son was 8 years old when the king called upon Elsie to surrender him to fulfill her vow. Although her son lived with her, she could see that the king was now in control of her son's life. For example, one day her young son saw an injustice due to racial prejudice being done by others who had met Prince Shai. This injustice was creating confusion and hurting innocent children. This was not acceptable. Although the king could right the wrong, he used his light bearers. On this occasion, he selected to have a child speak truth that revealed the darkness that had crept into the light. Even Elsie had not noticed how the darkness had blocked out a portion of her light. Her eyes were quickly opened, as with others, when a young son spoke out against the injustice as if he were a man. As the king had assigned Elsie her guardian, her son was also given a protector. Her son's protector, as with guardian, would engage in almost continuous battle to protect the child. Even when Elsie's son grew into a man, his protector never left his side. If he had done so, the life of Elsie's son would have been erased by Lord Reason. It would be as if it had never been born. The days, weeks, months soon gave way to years. Although her son was a man, he was the child that she had dedicated to the king. As he grew, the king's ownership became more and more complete in his life. Elsie continued to travel through Lord Reason's world, but her journey was soon to end. With those who loved her at her side, walking along with her, she came to the bridge that she had long sought after. It was a bridge that provided the only exit from the land of Adama and Lord Reason. The king's son had built this bridge many years ago. They all stood at the edge of the land of Adama and the influence of Lord Reason. Elsie looked across the distance of the bridge that led into the land of the king. Although she was emotionally torn by finally reaching this place, she placed one foot on the sturdy bridge and waved farewell to those who were to remain in Lord Reason's world, at least for a little while. As Elsie walked across the bridge, she soon began to run with the legs that she had before they were bent and broken by Lord Reason's henchmen. Guardian smiled as he saw her cross over. He knew that the king's son would assign him to another light-bearer, and as he had when he was assigned guardian to care for Elsie 67 years ago. It was the last we saw Elsie. From time to time till this, and for all the days yet to come, she will dwell in the king's perfect home. End of chapter 2.